Introduction. The man-made Suez Canal has impacted important subjects such as trade, politics, and innovation across the globe. The canal has created opportunities for sharing cultures between continents that may not have influenced one another before its construction. While the exchange of goods and services by the Suez Canal has been a positive result of its creation, negative impacts have also occurred. Slavery, death, colonialism, and European control have all been consequences of the construction of the Suez Canal. From the canal's positive to the negative outcomes, it's impossible to ignore its overall contribution to the world's societies. Discover the Suez Canal's depth and learn more about its global impacts. Characteristics of the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal is located near Suez, Egypt, and connects the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. By the Suez Canal, one can travel from the Mediterranean through the Red Sea and into the Indian Ocean. The Suez Canal allows for an easier trade route between Asia and Europe. Rather than having to sail around the tip of Africa, boats can pass through the Suez Canal and arrive at their destinations more rapidly. The Suez Canal also acts as a border between Africa and the Middle East. It stretches approximately 120 miles between Port Said and Suez. When the Suez Canal first opened, it received little traffic. Approximately 2 ships pass through its waters daily, with 486 transits per year. However, the number of transits grew consistently over the next 150 years. As of 2018, the Suez Canal sees 18,174 transits per year. History of the Suez Canal. For thousands of years, people had proposed a connection between the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea. It was not a new concept, as many small canals connecting the Nile River and the Red Sea were already in place. However, constructing a canal between the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea proved difficult. The two bodies of water sat at different elevations, and people were unsure how to produce the desired result. Rather than immediately creating the Suez Canal, Britain proposed the introduction of routes on land between the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea, hoping the routes would expedite trade between Britain, India, and Pakistan. On land routes included the use of horses and trains. By the early 1800s, a new concept came onto the scene. Explorer Lennon de Bellefonds was an engineer from the country of France. While many had assumed the canal construction was impossible due to elevation differences, Bellefond proved this was untrue. The Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea sat at the same elevation level, meaning canal construction was possible. Following Bellefond, Ferdinand de Lesseps began work on the canal by creating the Suez Canal Company, now known as the Suez Canal Authority. The Suez Canal Company first began with 13 members from 7 countries. These members were highly skilled, and the company's head engineer was named Alois Negrelli. Negrelli used Bellefond's findings as an inspiration for constructing the canal. 6 years after the company was formed, plans for the Suez Canal were introduced. In 1859, people began work on the Suez Canal. Over the course of its construction, approximately 1.5 million people worked to create the canal. However, many of these workers were slaves, and many of them died during the construction process. Other complications, such as the political climate, revolt, and expense, impacted the canal in an unfavorable way. The Suez Canal opened on November 17, 1869, nearly 20 years after its plans were drawn up. The imperial yacht Legla was the first boat to pass through the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal improved trade relations and left a political impact. Europeans utilized the canal to colonize countries within the continent of Africa. Eventually, Britain and France were the countries that primarily controlled the Suez Canal. How deep is the Suez Canal? When the Suez Canal first opened in 1869, it was 26.2 feet deep. Several modifications ensued following the canal's creation, though. For instance, Egypt supervised an $8 billion venture to widen the Suez Canal. After these adjustments, the depth of the Suez Canal tripled. Now, the Suez Canal measures 78.7 feet deep. It is also 672.6 feet wide and 120 miles long. The canal receives around 51.5 ships daily, making it one of Earth's most prominent and highly used shipping waterways. Over 300 million tons of cargo pass through the Suez Canal every year. Other major shipping waterways include the Panama Canal, the Beijing-Hangzhou Grand Canal, and more. Up next. River versus Canal Explained. Discover the three major rivers in Egypt. Discover 10 Mississippi River canals and why they were created.